Okay, so today I'm sharing my number one top favorite makeup product in every category from Sephora. I had a hard time with this one. As I was like over by my makeup collection choosing the products for this video, I had to really think about it because there were a few categories where I couldn't decide. I did decide because I only have one thing to share with you in every category, and I just thought it was a fun video idea to revisit. I think I did this last year or maybe the year before, but a lot of my answers have changed. So I'm excited to share an updated version with you. I did apply everything on camera, so you'll see how the products actually go on, and this is the final look after using everything. And I did film a drugstore version of this video just a few weeks ago, so if you want to check that out, I'll link it below. I'm going to go through these in the order that I applied them to my face. So let's kick it off with this. This is my favorite lip balm at Sephora, the Summer Fridays Lip Butter Balm. This one is the vanilla scent. I also love Brown Sugar, which is deeper. It's a really beautiful brown-toned nude, and then Vanilla Beige is another good option. But vanilla is just clear. I feel like it is perfect to prep the lips before you go in with products, to reapply throughout the day, to apply at night. The vanilla scent is just so cozy, and everything about this product is cozy. Like the applicator feels good, the actual formula is really moisturizing and plush, and it just feels good and smells good, and it's just an experience using it. And when I talked about this in my end of the year favorites video, I was like, I'm not trying to be dramatic about a lip balm, but because it is something you apply throughout the day, it's really nice to have something that's just kind of brightens up your day, and I always love using it. It's like a little mood booster. So I love having these on hand. I feel like I misplace them all the time, but I usually keep one where I do my makeup, one at my desk, one in the car, and I feel like then I'm covered. I do want to try the new Summer Fridays lip oils. I went online to look at them last night and they were sold out. So I probably will order them at some point, but I don't know. I actually like this formula better than a lip oil formula just in general because it feels a little bit thicker on the lips, and I feel like the benefits are longer lasting than a lot of lip oils. So I cannot get enough of these. They're so good. My number one favorite eyeshadow palette at Sephora and just in general is without a doubt the Natasha Denona I Need a Nude. This is such a good palette, and honestly, I wear this palette, I want to say like 90% of the time. I feel like that's probably not completely true because of what I do. I review makeup as my full-time job, so I am obviously testing out a lot of other formulas, but I've cut down on eyeshadow a lot just because I do have so many options I already own. So I feel like I'm not testing and reviewing as many palettes, and because of that, I am reaching for a lot of the same palettes over and over, and I just love this one. Every single time I use it, I love how my look turns out. I'm wearing it today. I went for a little bit of like a cooler toned smoky eye, and it's just such a gorgeous palette. I will say there isn't necessarily like a ton of variation within this palette. I have a couple of go-to looks. I'll do something like really light and soft, something even smokier than this, something not so cool toned. But that's the reason why I like it, because no matter what I do, I feel like I get a good staple neutral look. And the shimmers in here are so beautiful, so sparkly, so intense, so smooth on the eyes. And I just think it is a gorgeous option. If you love neutral eyeshadow, especially like, I wouldn't say this is a rosy palette overall, but there's like a touch of rosiness to it, then I think you will love this. I think that's why it's such a standout palette to me, other than the formula, other than the sparkly shadows, is because so many neutral palettes lean just like a touch orangey, and this one doesn't. And that's the reason why I enjoy it so much, because I do love pink looks, I love purple looks, and this one is neutral, but some of these shades end up looking like slightly purpley on the eyes or slightly rosy toned. So it is just such a gorgeous option. I have no complaints about this. I cannot get enough of it. My favorite liquid liner at Sephora probably has to be the Fenty Fly Liner. This is the darkest, most dramatic liquid liner I've ever tried. Although they do have a brown one that I'm kind of tempted to pick up because I've heard that one is really pretty shade too. But if you pick up the black one, you're going to get the most intense, rich black liner, which is really nice because I don't know, like when you think of black liner, sometimes you're like, they probably can't be that different. But some are softer, some lean like gray tones, some are kind of charcoaly. This one is like a rich, intense black liner. It does come out pretty fast, so you have to be careful. You definitely have to have a steady hand when it comes to eyeliner because if you mess up, it is so hard to fix it because this product dries down and it does not move. It is the longest lasting, most waterproof eyeliner I've ever tried. So if you want something intense, rich, dark, and long wearing, this is the one to try. As far as pencil liner, I still have to go with the Too Faced Killer Liners. I know I've talked about these a lot over the years, but I do think these are the longest lasting pencil liners. These days, I'm mostly using the shade Killer Black to tight line. I do think tight lining makes a big difference because sometimes when I apply liquid liner, there are some gaps, and tight lining just kind of fills that in and makes your lashes look a little bit thicker because it's creating the illusion of a darker base. And then I also use the shade Killer Cashmere on the waterline just to brighten things up. These are matte liners, but they don't move. Like once they dry down, they are staying in place all day long. One of the reasons I know these are so long lasting is because since I normally use the black one to tight line and then the lighter nude one on my waterline, I would be able to tell if the black one was transferring onto the nude. And it doesn't. Like they stay separate and they stay vibrant all day long. I wouldn't recommend these if you're looking for a pencil liner to line like your upper lash line because they're not so creamy. Definitely not as creamy as like the Urban Decay 24/7 Glide On Eye Pencils. Those are more ideal if you're using them on the upper lash line or you want to create a wing. These, like you can use them for that purpose, but there is a little bit of a tug, which is why I think they're really great on the waterline because they stay in place well. So I absolutely love those. They're so good. Okay, moving on to the complexion. My favorite primer at Sephora is the Kali Rae So Blown Clean Blurring Primer. This just preps your skin so well for makeup. And even if you're not wearing makeup, it just gives your complexion a very smooth, almost like blurred effect, but it's not slippery. It has a nice moisturizing feel to it, but it doesn't leave your skin looking dewy or glowy in the way that like a typical moisturizer might. I would say it has more of like a natural or soft matte finish. So I love the way foundation applies on this product. I have a lot of texture, I have fine lines, and I feel like it really does create like a very smooth blurred effect to the skin. So if that's what you typically go for with a primer, I do recommend this. I kind of switch back and forth between like a smoothing primer or a mattifying primer or a gripping primer, but if you're looking for a good smoothing primer, this is a great option. My favorite foundation at Sephora is the House Labs Triclone Skin Tech Foundation. Now, the shade I have is too dark. I need to get a new shade. Every time I go in there to shade match, I feel like they're missing the shades that I would normally wear. So I have 145 Light Cool. I am wearing it today, but I did mix in a little bit of a white mix-in pigment just to lighten it up. So this isn't like an accurate representation of what the shade actually looks like. And I do find that this foundation oxidizes just a little bit. So when I'm applying it, it looks a little bit too light, but then it ends up drying down and looking like this. Anyway, I do really like this formula because it's kind of like a natural looking foundation. You can build it up to get more coverage and you can sheer it out. So it is kind of customizable, but I do think it has a very skin-like finish. I won't say it's the most smoothing foundation I've ever tried, which is what I do normally go for. So I always end up pairing it with a smoothing primer just to kind of counteract that. But it does look skin-like, and my skin isn't extremely smooth in real life, so I just think it doesn't really look like I'm wearing a ton of foundation or like a mask on my face like some other foundations can tend to look like. So I do enjoy this. I think it's really pretty. It glides on nicely. It's not overly dewy or overly matte. It just kind of has more of a natural soft finish. And I do think it wears pretty well throughout the day too. You know, all of that being said, I don't find that there are a ton of high-end foundations I absolutely love. I usually end up preferring a lot of drugstore or affordable options for whatever reason. It's not like I consciously choose those. I just feel like a lot of my go-to formulas are from the drugstore. So I really would love to know if you have a favorite foundation at Sephora that you think is worth trying. Let me know what it is in the comments below because I am kind of curious. I will say I end up using this product as foundation and as concealer. It is the Natasha Denona High Glam Concealer. I know I've talked about this like 80 different times on my channel, but it really is my go-to. I am pretty much out of this. I need to repurchase it, but I had a little bit left. I figured I could use it for today's video. And it's such a beautiful formula. It looks so good on the skin. It blends out easily. It's like the perfect texture. It's not too thin or too thick, so I feel like it does stay in place well on my skin. And again, the coverage is really, really nice, but it doesn't feel or look like a heavy full coverage product. Honestly, I prefer the way this looks as foundation compared to the House Labs one, but obviously it's not marketed as a foundation, and I do end up using it as concealer all the time. It is so good, and it is a little bit expensive, but I really do think this formula is worth it. I've already gone through two, and I'm about to purchase my third one, so I don't know that I've really repurchased a high-end concealer that many times because, again, I feel like concealer is usually something I end up enjoying from the drugstore more so than from Sephora, but this is absolutely worth it. The money. There are actually a lot of high-end powders I like. I could probably list like five different powders I really enjoy, but I wanted to narrow it down to one. So I had to go with the Huda Beauty loose powder. I don't like the pressed powder, but the loose powder is so good. It locks your makeup into place all day. Even on like the hottest, most humid day, this really helps to keep things in place. You can use it as like a baking powder under the eyes. You can use it with a large fluffy brush just to set everything into place. It does have more of a matte finish, but I feel like throughout the day, obviously it locks your makeup into place, but it doesn't look quite as matte as it does when you first apply it. I just think it is such a gorgeous powder, very, very smoothing, and it interacts well with like every complexion product I use it with. So I love this one. It is definitely my go-to loose powder. Although I am enjoying the Patrick Star or the One Size by Patrick Star. That one's really great too, but I feel like this one's just a little bit thinner. But honestly, they're both great. Okay, so for cheek products, my favorite bronzer is a cream bronzer. It's the Makeup by Mario Soft Sculpt Shaping Stick. I use the shade Light. I actually think that I will end up using this up at some point in 2024 because, I mean, I've had it for a little while, but it really is a product that I love. This stays in place really well. So if you want a long-lasting cream bronzer, this is a great option. It does look really soft and natural if you use a light hand, but you can also build it up to look really intense on the cheeks as well. And obviously, if you draw it directly on the face, you're going to get more pigment. Because I tend to prefer like a lighter, more diffused look, I will usually just apply it from directly from the stick onto my brush and then stipple it on my face for a little bit more of a subtle look. But it's a beautiful, long-lasting formula. It's weird because I don't like the blush version of this, but I love the bronzer. It could partially be that I just didn't get a shade that looked great on my skin tone, but I do love the Soft Pop Plumping Blush Veil. It's not my number one favorite at Sephora, so I didn't mention that today, but that's a really pretty product too. My favorite blush is definitely the Patrick Ta Double Take Cream and Powder Blush Duos. I have a couple of them. I love them all. I'm actually not wearing this today because I don't know. I didn't think the color went great with my makeup look because I did my eyes first. This one is in She's So LA. This is my favorite duo. It's really bronzy, super gorgeous. You can use the powder separately from the cream, or you can combine them together. The cream is meant to be used on top of the powder to give you like a very beautiful highlighted glow, which looks so good. But you could also use the cream under the powder too. It's just a nice customizable product. It looks so luminous, really skin-like. It has a glow to it. I just think it is such a good formula. And I always say this, but even though it's expensive, you're getting a lot out of it because you're getting two separate products that you can use alone or together. So again, it's very customizable. Today, I actually used the Hourglass Ambient Strobe Lighting Blush in the shade Euphoric Fusion. And these are really great too. I feel like they're definitely up there as a top favorite from Sephora, but I do prefer Patrick Ta, but I wanted to use something that kind of went with my look a little bit more. Although I feel like it ended up being a little bit brighter than I remember. What's weird about these blushes is you kind of get a different look every time you use them because they have that marbled look to them. So if you end up going in with a little bit of the darker color, you're going to get a more intense berry toned blush. But if, for some reason your brush ends up picking up like the center, you're going to get more glow. So I love the way these look. Like, I think hourglass powders really are beautiful, but I prefer to know like what type of look I'm going to get when I'm using something. My favorite brow gel at Sephora is definitely the Glossier Boy Brow. This is such a good formula. It gives your brows like a really beautiful, fluffy, textured appearance, but it does hold them into place really well. So I think if you have sparse brows or thin brows and you feel like you could use a little bit more volume, this is a really good option. It is very, very pigmented, and when you first buy it is a very wet brow gel. So I think you just have to be careful and use like a lighter hand when you're initially doing your brows. And then after it has the chance to dry out, it's a little bit more user-friendly. But I feel like for the first month or two, I always end up applying just a little bit too much. But it can look very, very natural if you just scrape off all of the excess product and just go in with a very small amount. And honestly, I appreciate the fact that the brush is so small because so many brow gels come with giant, I was going to say ginormous, and then giant, really oversized brushes. And if you don't have a lot of brow hair, it just ends up making such a mess. And you end up with product where you don't want it. So I love the fact that this is so tiny, like the actual brush, because it just makes it really easy to use. My favorite brow pencil and my favorite brow pen are actually a two-in-one, the Urban Decay Brow Blade. I'm pretty sure they redid these because I was scrolling through Sephora and I saw a product called the Brow Blade, and it didn't look like this. So I want to try it out to see if it changed or if it's just like new packaging. But I've been purchasing this product for years. It's easily like my most repurchased makeup product of all time. I haven't purchased it a ton over the last few years because I do have a lot of go-to drugstore products from NYX that I usually use for my brows. But there's something about this one. It's nice to have on hand because you just get both in one. And I feel like this shade is perfect for me. I use dark drapes. And I do love this pencil because it's not like your typical brow pencil. It has really good pigment and it's not quite as waxy or creamy. Like there's a little bit of a tug to it. So I feel like it's easy to use without over-applying it. Anyway, I do need to try the newer version of it to see if it's the same or if it changed. Okay, the Tower 28 mascara is probably on its way to becoming one of my most repurchased makeup products of all time as well. This is my favorite mascara. It just gives your lashes so much lift and so much curl. And as someone who is just like irrationally scared of eyelash curlers, this is perfect because I feel like I never really knew what I was missing out on when it comes to curling your lashes because I just never did it. I wouldn't say my lashes are super straight, but they definitely aren't really curly. So when I use something like this, it actually lifts them up and curls them and holds them into place well without actually having to use an eyelash curler. It also makes your lashes look really thick and voluminous, and I feel like it does give pretty good length. Like it's the perfect all-around mascara. You can use a light layer to get a really natural look, or you can build it up. So I love this. I feel like it is absolutely worth the hype. Okay, finishing up with lips. So there is one high-end lip liner I really love. Again, this is a category of makeup that I do typically buy at the drugstore because there are so many good, affordable lip liners, like under $10. But I've really loved this formula for years. I only have two. I haven't really purchased too many of them because I do feel like these are the shades that I probably would end up wearing the most. But this is the Charlotte Tilbury Lip Cheat. What's the official name? Reshape and Resize Lip Liner. So I do have Pillow Talk, but my favorite shade is actually Iconic Nude. That's what I'm wearing today. It is such a beautiful nude. It's like a medium-toned brown nude. It has like a touch of coolness to it. It's really pretty. This formula is nice because it definitely has like a slight tackiness to it, so it actually locks your products into place well. It's not an overly creamy formula. Like it is creamy, it goes on well, but there's something about it. Like there's a little bit of a tug when you're applying it, so it is very long lasting. The issue with a lot of like overly creamy lip liners is the fact that they fade. They just don't last throughout the day. If I want my lip liner to stay in place all day, I reach for one of these and it doesn't move. There's also just something about the texture of this product. Like a lot of long lasting matte lip liners dry down and they look matte, they feel dry and uncomfortable, and they're not super flattering. I mean, they are long lasting, but they don't feel or look that great. This has like a creaminess to it, even once it dries down and stays in place well. So it just looks good. It feels good. I probably would splurge on a few more shades if there were shades that really jumped out at me, but Iconic Nude is my favorite. The two-phased Cocoa Bold lipsticks are my favorite. I will say I really like the Lady Bold lipsticks too, but I like the shades of the Cocoa Bold lipsticks better. This is the best lipstick formula I think I've ever tried. It is so creamy, really rich and pigmented, and incredibly comfortable. So today when I was applying it, I was using the shade Hot Chocolate. I'm not wearing it right now because I ended up taking it off. I felt like it was a little bit too warm for my eye look. Even the lip color that I have on right now, I feel like is still not going fully with my eye look, but I wanted to use like my absolute favorites in today's video, and this formula is gorgeous. So creamy, so beautiful, really long wearing for a cream lipstick. There's no patchiness, it's not uneven or dry. It really gives your lips like the most perfect smooth finish. I'm really into cream lipstick right now. I just think it's nice to have like that color, and a lot of lip gloss looks great, but I feel like a lot of the formulas I tend to prefer or that I've purchased over the last few years have been sheer. So when I'm looking for like rich color, I feel like a nice cream lipstick is perfect. And because I do tend to wear nudes, this line is great because they have a whole range of nudes. They also have like a red and a berry. It's just a really, really good formula. So I do recommend the Cocoa Bold lipsticks or the Lady Bold lipsticks. You really can't go wrong with them. Okay, this was a tough choice for me because I love a lot of lip gloss at Sephora, but I think my favorite formula would be the Lawless Forget the Filler lip glosses. These are so good. When I was doing when I was applying makeup the first time, I used the shade George, which is a really beautiful shade. So I do recommend that. Right now I'm wearing the shade Velvet, although I've been talking for a while. I applied this a little while ago, but it is so beautiful. I'm just wearing it on top of the Charlotte Tilbury lip liner in the shade Iconic Nude. These really are incredibly smoothing. Because it is a little bit of a thicker gloss, it really does kind of smooth over any fine lines, any dryness. They feel very moisturizing, and I think the colors are beautiful. They have a lot of shades to choose from. Overall, they end up looking pretty sheer on the lips, but if you're pairing them with a lipstick or a lip liner, I feel like they are the perfect, like, final touch because you just get that smooth, glossy, even color. There's a slight stickiness to them. I wouldn't call them like full-on sticky lip glosses, but I feel like they are maybe slightly thicker and stickier than other formulas I've tried. They're definitely not like that lip oil lip gloss hybrid formula that's so popular right now, but I like that because they're very, very long lasting. So they're great on top of other lip colors, great on their own. I feel like I could just collect them all and I would only reach for these, which probably isn't true because there are other formulas I love, but there's just something about this formula that is so pretty on the lips. Last product is actually a setting spray. It's the LYS Natural Finish Skin Loyalty Setting Spray. This is so good. It actually topped the Urban Decay All Nighter, which is like the exclusive setting spray that I would use for years and years. And I do still like that one, but this one is perfect for every day because it has the finest mist. It's so nice. Like it just feels nice when you apply it to the skin. It doesn't feel like you have to brace yourself. Like so many setting sprays are so intense and it's just not like a nice feeling to spray them on the skin. This feels so luxurious and it just lightly sets everything into place in a really natural way. I do find that it extends the wear of my makeup, but it doesn't change the way my makeup looks. Like a lot of setting sprays do change the way your makeup looks, whether they are glowy setting sprays or mattifying setting sprays. There's just a difference before and after. This one doesn't really change the way your makeup looks, but it does change the way it wears. So I think it is such a beautiful everyday formula. I definitely recommend trying this out. Okay, that's everything I wanted to share. My number one favorite makeup product in every category at Sephora. I'll link everything that I mentioned in the description box below. And if you want to check out my drugstore version of this video, I'll link that for you on the screen, as well as my favorite high-end makeup of 2023. This video included like a lot of older favorites, some newer favorites, but that video is all about the makeup I tried for the first time in 2023. And again, there are a lot of great high-end products from Sephora in that video too. So if you want more recommendations, definitely check that one out. Thank you so much for watching. Let me know what your favorite products are in the comments below so I can try them out myself. And I'll see you very soon with a new one. Bye.